Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome back to another wonderful episode of this great and wonderful podcast show, Agape Love. Love is here. A love story. A love story of the ages. We've been working through this big book I wrote years ago about agape love because I had to understand it deeply. This love of this God and His Son named Christ, the living Word, towards all of humanity. I had to see it in everything. I had to learn that spiritually there was a father and a mother, and humanity was made in their image and after their likeness. I didn't get taught that in religion. My parents didn't teach me. Culture didn't teach me. And even in religion, it was sort of there, but not really there. So I had to do a deep study. I had to dive deeply into the Word of God, using the Strong's Concordance, the Webster's Dictionary, other books written by other religious people. I even had to study Confucianism, Taoism, Buddhism, and I had to study Islam, and I had to study cults. I had to learn. And I hope you will do that also, because most of us are ignorant. We don't have a lot of information and truth about a lot of things. So here in this episode, episode number 13, we are going to continue this teaching on agape love. Love is here. A love story of the ages. We're going to be picking up from this big book that I wrote called Love is Here. And because I had to be able to understand this love, which was different than human love or love of animals or love of food or love of a government or love of each other, it was so deep. And it was unknown to me, but I was going to be a carrier of it, spiritually, into the deep darkness of Satanism, witchcraft, heavy metal music, cults, darkness, international Illuminati, witches. I didn't know what this love was that I was to carry. I didn't know how to carry it, so I had to study. Then I had to understand how it worked in me and through me to reach others. So here in episode number 13, we're going to continue about humanity is ignorant. And they were considered the spiritual multitudes who were deaf spiritually, blind spiritually, and dumb. There seemed to be some kind of coating over the spirit called a waxed grossness, and it covered it. And this covering was it was made up of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And so these multitude spiritual humans, you might call them, I call them the forever person, because it is that part of us that upon our earthly death, it leaves the body. And you can see that in so many religions. It may be called regeneration, rebirth, new birth, going into paradise, becoming a star, becoming a spiritual being. We all have this belief that we're going to a better place. So there's a part of us, and I just call it the forever person. And it's hidden away in our physical bodies. So here in this episode, episode number 13, we're going to pick up in this big book that I wrote. So we can continue to look at ourselves and our condition and what has to come and help us and what that was that was coming. And it was called agape love. But we didn't know that. And we didn't know where it was coming from. And we didn't know the deepness and depthness of it. So here in episode number 13, we're going to pick up where we left off. These were spiritual words out of the book, the Bible. And I had to read it over and over look up words in the Strong's Concordance that gave me the Greek and the Hebrew. I had to use the Webster's Dictionary to understand words. And I hope you do that also. And we are delving into, taking a sort of deep dive into the spiritual realm, so you can understand yourself, the hidden you, the forever you, spiritually, and what that realm is about. So let's pick up here in episode number 13. We got to go back to some scriptures called Matthew 13:15. Matthew was an early disciple follower of this young man whose name was Christ. That was the spiritual part of him, called the living word, that was inside a dirt body named Jesus. He was sent by his father, impregnated in a precious lady named Mary through an angel. Now, that's a whole new story in itself. We get that even from ancient history about how Hercules came to be. His wife said she had an encounter one night with a spiritual being, and no human conceived him. So this story about this conception has always been in humanity. But through our understanding and studying, we're going to learn a lot more about ourselves and this spiritual agape love that has to come to us. And we have to take its hand and follow it. All right, so let's go to Matthew 13:15. So first, we have to understand that spiritual seeing, that means awareness, understanding, and our spiritual hearing and our spiritual understanding are all spiritually involved. God taught me years ago, I must put that word spiritual, spirit, in front of the words of the Bible. The Bible, were especially the Old Testament, it was written in the natural, in the flesh, to describe, we'll say, in a different language, what was spiritually happening, because we were not yet spiritual creatures that could understand it. So he had to use earthly examples for us to understand. But what you must learn is your spirit has eyes, it has ears, it has a mind, and it has a body. It has hands and feet, it has a mouth and eyes. Did you know that? It's sort of like our spirit is what is hidden in a glove. We see a glove that can be put on a hand, and the glove moves because the hand is moving. So our spirit was like the hand inside of a glove. But we were looking at the glove, the outside, which could be different colors, different types of materials. But the hand inside was what was making the glove move. That's sort of a basic understanding of the spirit and the physical body. We had spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. We had a spiritual heart, which means mind. And all of these need to be spiritually involved to help us understand what agape love is, who is bringing it to us, how it touches us, what it is, who we are, and why we need it. So we, our spirit, needs to be spiritually involved in listening right now. This is Matthew 13:15. Verse number 15. We are told that we need to be spiritually converted. What does that mean? That means in our current condition, shape, form, we cannot spiritually see, hear, understand, touch, believe in this agape love. We sort of live in a realm of darkness spiritually, deafness, blindness, unable to see, hear, and understand. And the best way to see that is the story of Helen Keller. When she got a fever at about 6 months old, true story, and it caused her to be deaf, can't hear, blind, therefore she couldn't talk, and she had to have a teacher, who was Annie Sullivan, who came from a blind school. And Annie started being her teacher, and she would put her hand under Helen's hand and make all kinds of words through the hand. And she would use Helen's sense of smell. And this teacher, as this Gopi Love has a belief that you can see and hear and understand when you come out of your shell, sort of speaking, when you shed whatever is over you and a light switch goes on and you start wanting to know and you can start understanding. So go watch the movie with Helen Keller. It has Patty Duke Austin. It's in black and white. Excellent, excellent movie to understand how we can be physically deaf, blind, can't talk, encased in our earthly mind, yet because of love, persistence, understanding, courageousness on the part of a teacher, belief that you can do it, one can hear, see, and understand. Helen Keller grew up and became a worldwide traveler. She learned to speak. She had teachers. She never became, her eyes never became open so she could see. She was always blind and deaf. But you go study her story. It's a true story about the power of love between a teacher and a young girl named Helen Keller. The teacher's name was Annie Sullivan. Great story. So it shows you, and then you take it into the spiritual realm so you understand that our spirits are just like Helen was. And we need a teacher that sticks with us and helps us. So all of us spiritually is involved in this spiritual blindness, deafness, lack of understanding, and we need to be spiritually converted. That's verse 15. What does spiritually converted mean? Well, let's go to the Webster's Dictionary. Webster's Dictionary defines the word converted as, number one, to bring over from one belief, view, or party to another. Means understanding has to come. Number two, to bring about a religious conversion, a belief deeply in something, a higher power, a god of some kind. Three, to alter physical or chemical nature or properties of, especially in manufacturing. Number four, to change from one former function to another. In Helen Keller's case, she couldn't use her eyes to see. She could use her hands when her teacher put her hand under Helen's and she made hand movements. Then Helen Keller learned Braille. So her hands, her sense of touch was good. And she could feel Annie Sullivan's hand under her. And over time, with repetition, she discovered that these hand movements meant a word. Then she learned Braille, with reading little dots with her hands. So her hands became her eyes and sort of her ears. Another way. Number five, to alter for more effective utilization. Number six, to appropriate without right. Number seven, to exchange for an equivalent. She couldn't see, couldn't hear, but her hands worked and her sense of smell. And then she built this trusting relationship with her teacher. And they loved each other. And they trusted each other. They were with each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's how our spiritual teacher comes to us. When we open our heart to them, they start teaching our spirit. Number 8 means to turn. Number 9, to subject to logical conversion. Number 10, to make a goal after receiving a pass from a teammate. I had to look up in the Webster's Dictionary definitions. The word transform is defined by Webster's Dictionary as to change in composition or structure. Number 2, to change the outward form or appearance. So we have some changes that need to occur. Number 3, to change in character or condition, convert. You're getting a deep understanding here of the word convert, conversion. Number 4, to subject to mathematical transformation. Number 5, to cause a cell to undergo genetic transformation. Number 6, to become transformed, changed. Some of the synonyms of this is transform, metamorphose, transmute, convert, transmogrify, transfigure, meaning to change a thing into a different thing. And you have to come out. This is what happens in spiritual, religious conversion, sort of speaking. And the word transform implies a major change in form, nature, or function. Can you believe it? We need to be completely transformed, converted, change from one type of creature being to another, total transformation. That's what happened to Helen. She was always blind with her physical eyes, but not her spiritual eyes. But a lot of times what you see in the natural does reflect the spiritual. And so this book that we're working through, Love Is Here, A Love Story of the Ages, we're slowly learning that humanity is a mess. It's blind spiritually, it's deaf spiritually, needs to be transformed and converted. But there are some humans whose spirit has given way to the dark side and is under the control of the Dark Lord, sort of like in the Star Wars movies, and gets changed and becomes evil and wicked spiritually. But you can't see them. Most people can't. You can only see the outward workings in humanity. So I want to stop right here today before we get into some more definitions about transmute and convert, transmogrify. Let's go slow here to understand agape love and its love towards humanity and why we need it. So we'll pick up in episode number 14 here in Agape Love Podcast. Love Is Here, a love story of the ages about us, this giver of the love, and what this agape love is. All right, in this episode, remember, we must be transformed. Go watch the movie, Helen Keller. That's right, the black and white, I think. Patty Duke Austin is Helen. Excellent story to help you understand the realm spiritually we're talking about. All right, talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye.